Good morning, Chamidim. Last week, one day I was in Jewel doing some shopping, and as I was unloading my cart onto the belt over there, there was an elderly man right in front of me. I wasn't sure if he's a Yid or not, and he saw me unloading, and he says, "Oh, the Koifst of Shabbos." So once he asked the question, "The Koifst of Shabbos," I knew not only is he a Yid, I can't get the Shoichet. He speaks Yiddish. So I continued on the conversation in Yiddish. So I asked him, "From Vikum Tayid? Where's he from?" She says, I come from Yishalayim. My Yishalayim Yid. I said, "Oh, wow. Where do you live now?" "Yeah, he's here in Chicago for many, many years." So he starts telling me, not Stam Benichvi Yerushalayim, but my bris, one of the Gedolei Yerushalayim, was a Sandik. And he told me which one. And tells me there were 600 people in my bris. As this Gudel was the Tzaddik, there were 600 Anshe Yerushalayim at this person's bris. Didn't want to ask any questions, but he continued on to say. He says when he was growing up, the Matzav Yerushalayim was very bad for the Eden over there. They were going through a lot of terrorism. A lot was going on then. It's not something new that started recently. And his parents felt that they have to leave Yerushalayim to be in a safer place. So they decided to come to America. So they came to America, and he grew up here in Chicago, and the rest was history. So he finishes off with a line, and he tells me, "Zeim gemeint asavet zayin besser da." They thought it's going to be better here. And he makes like this. I didn't say anything. There was a certain guilt feeling. There was a certain charata feeling, where he's like, "What could I do? They thought it's going to be better here." Over 600 men, people, were at his bris. One of the Gedolei Yerushalayim was a Sandik. And I wasn't sure if he's a Yid when he was standing in front of me. An older person, he finished, he didn't even want to leave. I mean, he kept on talking and he was with someone else and the other person grabbed him. "No, let's go. And they went off. I'm thinking to myself, Rabbi Nishalayim, the potential of such a person growing up in Yerushalayim, look at the regret, that the non-verbal regret that he relayed, how terrible he felt that Zem Gemeitzev Etzam Betzah. And what's the teretz? The teretz is that Klal Yisrael was chosen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael to be his chosen nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'yisam L'Segulam B'Kol HaAmam. Just to break it down to smaller pieces, a Talmud gets a nachas note. It's exciting. You get a nachas note. The Rebbe felt that there's something praiseworthy that you should share it with the Hanhala. You were singled out to get a nachas note. Every Friday, there's a Tiferes Talmud. There's a Talmud that's being singled out. Ah, you're special. You did something special. You put an extra effort. You, whatever it is, if it's part of a system, it's part of a system. Yet, you're singled out. Now that we know that the chant, the famous chant that everyone's excited about, but even beyond the chant, there's a certain good feeling about being singled out for something good that a person did. Take it to the next level, sometime. There's a moisture that honors people. They find someone that's unique. They find somebody that's outstanding in what he does. They find someone that deserves certain praise. And they honor the person. It's a good feeling. People prepare for it. People get ready for it. It's something which is, it's a simcha. Just imagine, after Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You are going to be my chosen people. We're going to honor Klal Yisrael, not only a one-night event, not only a one Friday first Talmud, or once in a while a Nachas note. From now until B'yis HaMashiach and on, Klal Yisrael is going to be honored. We are outstanding. We are praiseworthy." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for whatever reason, whether Shalishin Yishilmam, Mabisham, going through hard times and still they stayed strong, the Lashem Tzidkanius, whatever it was, the package deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, from then on, La'olme Olamim, Klal Yisrael is going to be honored. You're going to be put on a pedestal. And every single day in davening, we say, we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We remember we're being honored. Not only then, we're still being honored every single day now. It's not just that we're different, we dress differently, we act differently. We're the honorees. Yet our honoree doesn't end the next day. After the event, it's over. We are honored every single day. And the honoree makes sure that he doesn't look disheveled. He makes sure that he takes a haircut. He makes sure he looks good. He makes sure he dresses properly. He makes sure he's presentable. He's always, I'm an honoree. That never ends. It's a continuous honoree every single day. We remember, and then once a year, we celebrate the actual inauguration of that honor that we received. And that's Pesach. So come to Yom Tov Pesach, that's when we celebrate the day that we started being honored. Now, if someone forgets that he is an honoree, and he comes for Jlovet, that means he comes, the opposite of neat. He's not prepared for it. It's not noticeable that he's the honoree, then he's wasting such an unbelievable opportunity of being honored. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah to keep us remembering, this is the book, this is the sefer, this is the hanhaga of the honorees. To always be and maintain that status of an honoree, this is how we have to live our life. And it's not difficult. It's a privilege. So every mitzvah that we do isn't an oil, isn't a pressure, isn't hard for us to do. Oh, just the opposite. I'm the chosen one. I'm getting chosen now. I'm honored. So if I can do a mitzvah, it's a chelik of the honoree. But sometimes people forget that. If they just say the words, but it doesn't internalize, it doesn't go inside, then they can lose that status of being the honoree. They can lose an appreciation of being the honored person. And if they lose that, if they don't have a Meir Derech, if they don't have someone that can show them the way, if they don't have that Rav, that connection to Das Torah, they don't have that continuous someone that can teach them what it means to be an honoree, the Darfsman, how do you say a Darfsman in English? The villager, he doesn't understand what it means to be honoree. He knows how to milk the cows. He knows how to take care of the chickens. He knows how to but they don't necessarily understand what it means. So someone that doesn't appreciate, doesn't understand the whole concept of being an honoree, he can get lost in the mud. He can lose that appreciation. Because how do we maintain that? How do we maintain the appreciation to everything that we have, and the fact that we are honored, the fact that we have that status, the fact that every mitzvah is a simcha to do a mitzvah because it maintains our status and it even grows us to the next level of being the honorees. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, as he writes in Sefer Torah, Vayikra, there's a small aleph, and Svar Magdashim write, Rashi brings down Svar Magdashim write, that Vayokar means, is a lesson from Mikra. Mikra is something that happened. Vayikra appeared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to write Vayikra that Hashem called him, because it could sound a bit haughty. Vayikra Hashem called Moshe Rabbeinu. So you put a small aleph that it should say Vayikra. There's a hidden message over here on the Svar Magdashim. The hidden message is that everything that happens to Klal Yisrael, anything that happens in the world, is not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. The honorees understand, they can read between the lines, that nothing is a coincidence. Those that are not on that level of being chosen, they think that everything that happens is part of nature. That's nature. Nature's Vayakar. It appeared. It happens. It happened. That's what it happens. Is the weather today this way? The weather's tomorrow that way? It's just part of nature. It just happens to be. That's how it is. Yet someone that understands a deeper level sees that small aleph there and says, there's no such thing as nature. Everything is Vayikra, a calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a hidden piece. The Hamoinam, the regular people, don't understand that hidden piece. But the honorees do understand that piece. And that is that there is no such thing as nature. There's no such thing as it happens to be that way. It happened. There's no mikra. There's no just happening. Everything that happens is a specific calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls that the weather today should be this way. The weather this hour should be like this, and the weather the next hour should be differently. This should happen here, and this should happen there. Everything that goes on in this world, only the chosen people understand that everything that happens is Vayikra, is a specific calling. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give that to everybody. The Hamoinam thinks it's Vayakar, that small Vayakar. Those with Salatin Zichklein, those that have the Anava, the meat of humbleness, those that were chosen to be special because they are special, read that small in between the lines that everything is a calling of a Kaddish Baruch. Back to our friend in Jewel. Sure, there's a matzav going on in at the Shoal of the time when he was growing up. I don't know if they were Shoal Eitzah with the Sandik before they moved away from the matzav to find out, is that what we should do or not? I don't know if they were Shoal Eitzah. Remember many years ago, we were living in Yerushalayim, siblings, brothers, sisters, we were living in Yerushalayim after the Chasana. And that's when the Tefada started. Terrorist attacks. And my oldest brother went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That parents are asking the kids should come back to America because it's a matter of sakana. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Chetzal of the Bracha, asks my brother, where's a matter of sakana? So he says, here, there's missiles and whatever they were called, I forgot what they were called, the missiles that were flying back and forth. And bomb, the scud missiles, and they were flying. Remember, I was walking out of Ben Azdaron from Mir Yeshiva, and right next to the Mir Yeshiva, one of those missiles exploded. Baruch Hashem, no one was injured. So I said, the missiles. So B'chaim Kanevsky looks at my brother and asks, "Do is a sakana? Or there in America is a sakana?" That was a question that he had. That week was 9/11. A few days later was 9/11. Do is a sakana? Or there in America is a sakana? Now, G'doylem, realize that not because bombs are flying and scuds are flying doesn't mean that it's a sakana. You have to ask Shailaitza, you have to be Shailaitza. You have to ask a Rav. You have to ask Das Torah. Those that stay connected to Das Torah have an appreciation of the V'hiyisim L'Segula and they keep that badge of honor of being an honoree. But when you start doing things on your own and you slowly, Chas V'Shalom, a person can slowly drift away, you lose that appreciation of being an honoree. So every minute that you have to help out L'Kavod Pesach now is you're preparing yourself for the big dinner that you were chosen to be honored for life. So when you're asked to clean up your room, when you're asked to clean the Svarim or whatever it is, clean the toys, help out over here for Pesach, help out over there for Pesach, it's not an oil, it's not a pressure, it's the biggest simcha. We are being honored. That's how we have to view it. And if you view every avoided that you do, every piece of work that you do in order to cover Pesach, you view it as a preparation of the dinner that you're being honored at, then you're going to see it as a privilege, not as an oil. It's not an avoider. When the Rosh asks more avoiders, he asks, what's this work? Why are you working so hard? Klal Yisrael, we don't work hard. We are honorees. We may be preparing for a big dinner. We may be preparing for a big day. We may be preparing for the big ceremony, which that's what we live our life to prepare for the ceremony now, be as Mashiach. Because we were chosen, and we remember this every single day. Every single day we remember that. Every Friday night, every day, every week, another reminder, you're my honorees, you're honored people, you're special people. Prepare for it. And don't let yourself drift off by I thought this, I thought that, because everything is Vayikra, calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Scud missile, where it landed, was another calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This should go here, this should go in that water, and this should go there. And if someone had to go through Agmas Nefesh, because that was a calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. There was nothing that just happened to be that way, a Vayakar. That's for the Hamoinam, that's for all the other nations in the world. It just happens to be this way. For Klal Yisrael, everything is that small Vayikra. It's the small details that count, and the small details that give us this hidden message behind all of it. As we said last week, is referring to the Alufoy Shal Olam, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever we see that Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very big. His messages come subtle. His messages come very small. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wrote that small Vayikra. Look out for the small, subtle messages. And everything that we have to do in order to prepare for Pesach is going to be done by Simcha Gedoyla Ad Ma'oid as we're preparing for our major dinner, we're preparing for our major event, that we earned that status of being V'yisim L'Segula HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen people, not just for one child, not just for one Nachas Note, for life. And our mission is to appreciate that. Work on that. Continue showing and proving that you are part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosen and honored people.